Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Ha ha ha! Yes, yes, yes! It's 4 p.m. on Thursday, and that means it's time for Johnny and Inel live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Ah, lovely. It's good to be back.
It is good to be back. Smashing up the studio.
Yeah, I was trying to fix something and then flick the old laptop.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that, mate. Valuable, that is. Look valuable that. Goods. New smashing up your Apple Mac.
Oh. Anybody want to buy one?
Yeah. ready broken one. Hi, you guys. This is Johnny and Inel, live and loud on FUBAR. As the Stings and Inel, my good friend, has just made you aware of. Oh. That's a show involving me, Johnny Cochran. Johnny.
And me, Inel. Tomlinson.
There we go. Introductions out the way.
That close friend.
Fantastic.
May I say, you got a lovely Christmas jumper on, Johnny.
Do you know what? It ain't even Christmas. It's Christmassy. It looks it, but it's actually...
Is that not reindeers on it?
No, it's just patterns and stuff. It's
no, at the top.
No, it's not. They're not reindeers. I think they're llamas because my brother got it in Peru.
Oh right.
Yeah, alpacas and stuff like that.
All right.
Yeah, so he got one of these, brought it back as a hoodie, bit short on the arms, but forgive me, won't you?
Could have just took the compliment and said thanks, you know. But you know.
Like to get the facts cleared up, you know. I don't
actually
want
you'll find your facts incorrect, Inel. This is not a Christmas jumper, so therefore
don't want to be accused of wearing a Christmas jumper wrongfully. I was, however, wearing one yesterday, which was one. But no, yeah, this one just a chilled out llama hair hoodie that I'm wearing, so don't worry about it.
Easily confused.
Yeah, absolutely. I notice you've not got very festive with your attire today.
I usually wait for the last couple of days before Christmas. I don't want to peak too soon.
Yeah, you don't want to peak too soon. You save it up those last 2 days and then just go all out.
I go nuts.
You just start dressing up as Santa.
Oh yeah, Black Santa just running around. Just
nice.
Don't giving out presents.
No, taking presents if anything. Give me that.
Hey, that's not a stereotype we need.
No. Give me that.
Give me your presents, bruv.
No, I'm rap dead leader. this is going to be such a good show today.
Oh, it is. Hold on. Why is it going to be such a good show? It's always a good show, though. What's going to make this one?
Well,
different?
I mean, we'll run through it, but there are some special points about this show anyway.
Oh.
But first of all, on the show, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about what's trending.
Oh, what's trending?
Yeah, that is what's been setting people's chins wagging in the world.
It's a different one every week. Setting people's chins wagging, yeah, indeed.
In the world of social media.
Yeah, what people have been talking about, what people have been commenting about on like Facebook and Twitter and all sorts, yeah.
Absolutely. After that,
we got our infamous Lend an Ear section where me and Johnny answer problems sent in by you guys at home and we give you the best advice on how to get through your predicaments. So if you've got any problems at all, send them in to Johnny and Inel at FUBARradio.com.
And for the people that listen, they like every week, they know that we love to hear from you guys. And for those of you who haven't listened before, we do love to hear from you. So get on that email.
That's right.
Send us in your comments and things, because there's a number of things we'll be wanting to hear from you on.
Indeed. Get typing now, guys. A little bit of a queue system.
Absolutely. After that, we're going to have our blast from the past section. That is the section where we take a key buzzword, and that word basically we'll talk about the stories that come to mind when we think about that word, and then we're going to play some songs that are related to those stories.
Yeah, and today's buzzword is
dancing. So dancing, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Kind of festive as well, having a dance and all that. Yeah,
indeed,
so brilliant.
Indeed.
And then we've got an absolutely awesome special guest this week.
Oh, what, we got a special guest?
We have got an excellent special guest.
Oh.
Very exciting. Do you want to know who it is?
Go on in.
It is none other than Dr. Carl Kennedy of Neighbours.
You what?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah! Carl!
Yeah, absolutely.
That's when the Neighbours...
Oh, don't need to sing it, mate. Don't worry about that.
Everybody needs good neighbours.
Do you know what? This kind of feeds into one of the things I wanted to talk about, certainly in the first bit.
Yeah.
Also, No, I'll do that credit a bit later. Yeah, so basically, I was thinking about this, because I used to watch Neighbours when I used to come home from school and stuff like that. It's still on Channel 5.
Oh, yeah, that's how I used to be able to tell the time. When Neighbours came on, I was like, it's 5:35.
Yeah.
35, yeah, that's
yeah. Absolutely.
That's the time. I know how to tell time now.
Yeah. By programs.
Hey, don't judge. As long as I learn.
Dinner time is news time as well. Good. Well, obviously I used to watch Home and Away as well. And I've been trying to work out what you think is the best theme tune, Neighbours or Home and Away. So let's give both of them a little listen and we'll come up to our judgments. And obviously, guys, if you've got your comments, email them in as well. Here comes Neighbours. Starts off, doesn't it? Everybody, oh, that's a bit injection there.
Yes. That's when good
neighbors hit the high note. Become good
friends. Listen to that sax.
See, at the end, it sounds like a man who really means
exactly.
It, you know, when
that saxophone makes it sexy.
Yeah, yeah, that's a strong sax, and you've got a geezer who's passionate about his neighbours. He's a member of the neighbourhood watch.
He's always going to return his items that he borrowed.
Absolutely. He's the guy who bakes cakes and brings it around. Hey, I've just made a lemon drizzle, neighbour.
Exactly, as soon as you've moved in, he's the first one round.
Yeah. That's when good neighbour.
We've got a strong community around here.
Now here, we've had Neighbours, very high, strong start. Here comes Home and Away. I mean, it's even got a lead in for you. You know we belong together. Deep, facing. I mean, this guy don't care, does he? No matter where you are, you're my guiding star. He's got a bit of accompaniment.
Oh, yes.
She comes in. We're definitely getting to the chorus on this. I'm walking on it. Just to know you are there. And another one. You are there up there.
Me in your arms. Don't let me go. I want to stay.
Bit of Barry White in. Closer to stay. Bit of sax to end there as well.
Oh, no, no, to be fair, I did get goosebumps. I did get goosebumps on that one.
Now, I'm going to put my call out there.
Oh.
Straight away, I think that Home and Away is the better one.
Oh,
yeah,
you just said that?
Yeah.
And you fully know that Cole Kennedy's coming in.
Oh, I know. I'm drawing lines in the sand at the moment.
Is that why you said it now? You're not going to say it to his face?
Oh, yeah, I'll get it out of the way early. Yeah. Show's top heavy for Home and Away references.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I just think there's a duet going on. The guy's voice, you know that?
Yeah.
You and I forever.
That could be just a love song on its own.
Yeah. It's velvety. He's got that Luther Vandross lilt to his voice, isn't he?
But the thing is, though, would you play that to a girl if you were taking her back to your house?
Oh, I've done it a number of times, yeah.
Hey, put Home and Away!
Yeah, mind if I pour us both a glass? Glug, 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 glug. You and I forever. It's a fine year. what would you play if you get one back? Neighbours,
everybody needs good. It's all about being good friends.
Oh, dear.
To be fair, though, it probably is the better one because Neighbours, they did change it so many times. They changed it like 5-6 times.
Yeah, but
since the 1980s.
Sometimes you change it, it becomes better. Like
it did get better in the 1992, but then it got worse after that.
Yeah.
After the version you played, it went downhill, I think.
I remember Grange Hill changed their tune from like that kind of tune, and then it went into the Now that was absolutely awesome.
I
listen to that sometimes now. I just go on YouTube and just listen to that tune.
That's a banger, that one.
Yeah,
you can tell the guy making that song, he was feeling it, eyes closed.
Oh, I love I just love how many times these geezers are all on their Casio keyboard, don't they? Both of them, even a Neighbours one. He starts with a sax and it on the Casio. Oh yeah. And then when he's finished, oh, I've got another program wants me to work from. Everyone together now.
they always remind me of, you know, those like ITV night screeners or those CFAX things, you know, when like all the programs are done and they just put the CFAX on and
they
just play the tune. It always reminds me of those sort of songs, man.
Get them, get that lift music on the go, don't they? Yeah. Here's another sound we recognise.
Email.
First email of the day. Neighbours versus Home and Away. Good. Something we're talking about. Neighbours all the way.
Ooh.
The home of Kylie and Jason. Who was Home and Away produced? Answer. Chris Hemsworth 4. And that's Oliver, friend of the show. Hey! Well done. Thank you.
Friend of the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Chris Hemsworth's a bit bigger than... Well, is he bigger than... Yeah, he probably is. Well, I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Nice one for that, Oliver.
Hey, you can't get bigger than Kylie.
Yeah, can't... I don't know. He's massive, don't he? But, yeah. Neighbours, do you think Carl Kennedy will probably borrow a cup of sugar from Sarah?
Oh, definitely he would. Yeah. Definitely he would. He'd take the whole jar, you know.
Oh, what, if you live next door to you?
Yeah, he'd take the jar.
I think he'd come round for other stuff, to be fair.
Ooh,
yeah, right, I mean, right. I don't want to... Actually, he's coming on the show. I better rein that in a little bit, those accusations.
I thought the surgery was Carl's car. What's going on?
Raiding the prescription meds.
I'm doing a home visit. let's get them out now before he gets in.
Yeah. Start
He's probably listening. He's like, oh, don't wait until I get there, boy.
Yeah. Start the unsubstantiated rumours now and cut him out when he gets here. Doctor. Hello.
Hi.
As you have a doctor in the house later, could you please ask him what's the best way to get rid of an ingrown toenail?
Oh, you know what? That's a wicked one.
That is. That's from Tabby in Chessington.
Wicked Tabby. We're going to write that down.
Yeah, we're going to get your ingrown toenail fixed, no matter if it kills us, to be fair. Mm. He is obviously qualified, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, we are in our own way as well.
Yeah, we are as well. So is Doctor Who and people like that. Anyway, I know. we've come to the decision that Home and Away was better.
How did we?
Yeah.
Well, as we fear, I thought that was like 3-1.
Oh, yeah, no, I think we've worked it out. It was Home and Away was better. Keep them coming in with your opinions, because it's about time we crack a little song on.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this week, I've decided to change it up a bit. I'm usually quite R&B, hip-hop heavy. Mm-hmm. This week, I'm going to go for a few indie songs on my choices.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll start with one from The Verve. And this is called Weeping Willow. It's lovely. Here it comes.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That was Weeping Willow by The Verve, and you're listening to Johnny and Inel live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
That was a nice little track there, Johnny, mixing it up a bit. I like it.
Changing it up. It, you know, got different layers, haven't we?
Throwing
you know
people a curveball. When as soon as they assume in one thing, dush.
I know, and, you know, people out there dictating, oh, stick another R&B one on. No, here's an indie one. Chill out. So, there you go.
Well, chill out and then they tune out.
Yeah. Yeah. There will be more on
there. There will be.
There is more.
Don't
where
go
that came from.
I still carry for you guys.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I know you still fire in with it, so I thought add a little bit of variety today. That's why.
That's nice for a little change. It's nice. I like it.
So decent, yeah. That was The Verve. So exciting show, obviously, coming up today. And we might as well jump straight into our What's Trending section.
Ooh, what's been trending? Okay.
Absolutely. This is basically what's been getting people talking in social media, the stories this week.
The first one is, I laughed out loud when you first told me about it, and then I looked it up, and it was basically an elderly couple. They've been in California. They were viciously attacked by a squirrel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And hospitalised as well. You missed out.
Hospitalised.
It's not just the attack. It's the...
Got put in hospital.
Yeah, been put in hospital by a squirrel. That's Richard Williams, who lives in San Francisco.
Just baiting him out. It's Richard Williams.
Well, we just have to make sure that people realise this is a real person. It's not a fictional, like, you know, hearsay. His name's Richard Williams. He lives in San Francisco, and he's 87. And he was cleaning his garage when he was attacked by a squirrel.
And his wife as well.
Yeah.
Norma.
Norma as well, who also got bit when she tried to broom it.
And at first I thought this was just like one of those like funny videos that like get sent around and stuff. And when I looked at it and I saw the pictures, I was like, gosh, they got mauled.
He got had up by a squirrel.
Yeah.
So he's made a couple of comments to the press, which is good. He said as in he's talking about the squirrel, charged me and jumped. And from then on, I knew from then on the battle was on. The battle was on. Literally, I knew from that point the battle was on. This is just beautiful language, quite frankly. I mean, this guy's in his mind in a fight for his life. Well, he genuinely was, I guess, in the fight for his life with a squirrel.
And what I love about that is, like, he was screaming so loud, his wife came to run to his rescue.
Yeah.
Were we being burgled? Were we being attacked? Is there a gang outside? It's a squirrel.
Just all over it, mauling him. And he was, literally, building it up like that, I knew from that point the battle was on. It's like a movie script. I reckon they could actually make a movie out of it. Just, it'll be like this. Eye of the squirrel! One man intent on cleaning his garage. One beast who doesn't like old open-toed sandals and Werther's originals. That two beings that struggle to make it through winter. One question left to ask her, who's got the biggest nuts? So, there you go. I reckon I could do that.
Coming this Christmas.
Yeah, squirrel attack too. Coming to a retirement home near you.
I can't believe it. If this was me, I wouldn't even tell no one.
No,
you can't tell your friends. What, you got beat up by a squirrel? If he was to go around his mate's house for Christmas, like, oh gosh, what happened to you, man? Yeah, you never guess what this gang here.
There was 10 of them.
10 of them.
Yeah,
and they all had claws.
Absolutely.
They started scratching me up.
They just wouldn't stop. Yeah. Fought them off bravely.
You can't tell people it was a squirrel. You can't tell people you got beat up by a squirrel.
No,
especially
no.
And you can't go to the papers about it.
No. Shouldn't. He's far too proud. Some other quotes here. He was really vicious. He was clawing and scratching, and I was trying to get him off. Every time I'd get him off, he'd jump back again.
Relentless.
The squirrel, so, yeah, I mean, literally, he's just coming back more and more. The squirrel's literally knocking about, like, do you want some more, then, do you, fella? Hey, have some of that! But apparently this squirrel has been responsible for up to 8 other attacks, which is completely unreal, to be fair. This squirrel very well could be hunting people. Just people in opening their garage doors, and all of a sudden, squirrels sitting there going, well, 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 look who we've got here. And just going to people.
What I love about the end of the piece is it says, however, since the victim was last attacked, he managed to injure the squirrel himself, and so there has been no further incidents.
Yeah. He said he threw it across, and the squirrel looked stunned. Just stopped. The squirrel was stunned and eventually moved on.
Okay, well, as good as he got me.
Exactly. My wife Norma's crying, going, my finger! And this guy going, I haven't got much fight left in me. I genuinely do think, though, if you're old enough that you... Genuinely, if at any stage in my life, I think that I wouldn't win in a one-on-one with a squirrel, I'm not ready to go on anymore.
Pull the plug on me, guys.
Yeah, I'm done.
It's about time I'm done.
I'm done. If a rodent can take me out, I'm finished. I am absolutely finished. I've got a higher level than that. Like, if I can't beat up an otter, I'm out. That's when I go, you know what I mean? Just need to be able to know that you can take these things in a one-on-one fight to the death.
That's where I guess Norma's thinking, I don't feel safe with my
No, exactly.
He can't protect me.
Imagine if there was a rat in there.
Do you remember our vows? You're not living up to them.
Yeah. You can't protect anything. You can't protect our stash of nuts.
What are we going to do at Christmas?
Squirrel's turning up going, asking for protection money. You got my nuts. I said, have you got my nuts? Do not make me take it out of Norma. She shouldn't have to suffer because you can't handle your business, fella.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. You just need to give me more time.
I don't care if you're 87. Get down to the supermarket. I want hazelnuts. Lots of them.
They're running dry. I mean, everybody's getting hazelnuts this time of year.
Are you going to pay? Are you going to pay? Oh, no. I've got to get out of it. You better get him nuts. You better get him nuts.
Oh, you're a snitch.
I'll be back.
Snitching on me, are you? I see you went to the papers. That's going to cost you double.
Just try and get me in handcuffs. Too small for it, mate.
Just squirrel my way out.
Yeah. So that is what happened. I love that stuff. Well, you know, obviously someone got messed up, but genuinely, as I said, if you can't defend yourself against a squirrel.
Yeah, he's all right now, isn't he? Well, hopefully.
Oh, he took some bites, but I mean, it's not the end of the world, is it? As I say, a squirrel attacking, you've got to sort it out, haven't you? You know what I mean? Right, but there you go.
I just love the picture of him. He's just like covered in bandages. And
yeah.
It's like, wow.
He has been done.
Either he was naked when he was fighting that squirrel, or that squirrel went through his clothes. Mm.
For everyone's sake, we hope that the second one is just.
We hope he weren't naked.
If he was in that garage, cleaning out his garage in a nude. And that squirrel, if anything, I'm on the squirrel side.
Put your clothes on!
He's looked over and go, oh, I'm not having that. That's someone extra.
Children live in this neighbourhood.
Exactly. I've seen 8 of you freaks around here, and I've had every warrior. Oh, Jason. So that's what's going on. People are getting messed up by squirrels.
Laughing at old people.
Absolutely. So the second thing that has been trending is, this twat, quite frankly.
He's been trending all year.
Yeah. Donald Trump has essentially, well, he's called for a ban on all Muslims heading into the US, basically. He's obviously running for presidency at the moment. He wants to be a Republican candidate. People might know him as the guy who is in America's version of The Apprentice, as well as having a name that mothers use to describe farts.
as well as his gold tower that he has in
In Manhattan, yeah. So basically, in his kind of bid for presidency, he's come out this week and said, he doesn't think that Muslims should be allowed into America until our country's representatives can figure out what's going on. You know, and judging by how thick him and his representatives are, that could be forever. So,
to be fair, he's got a point. I've got to figure out where he's getting all these fans from. it's like where is all these supporters coming from for someone so bigoted and so racist and everything? Literally, he has an opposing view on everything that is moral.
Well, I think it's the fact that he's still the leading candidate for Republicans says a lot about America as a state. You know, and
I would not want to go live there.
No, because, yeah, if he's got 30% of the vote, like those people, you know, they're actually walking around. They actually have formed these opinions somehow. But anyway, I mean, you know, this idea you can ban Muslims from entering in, I mean, he's trying to treat his country like a nightclub. Mm. Yeah, sorry, mate, it's one in, one out at the moment.
Yeah, but you just let them two in.
Listen, I don't care if your brother lives here. Until he leaves, you ain't going in. it is quite ridiculous. And because the thing is how would they actually determine who's a Muslim? It's not you don't write it on your passport or whatever. Mm. You know, is there going to be, like, queues waiting there for security and baggage?
I definitely think it's going to happen, man, because if you look at how hard it is to get into the US anyway, like when you're just going on holiday, the amount of, like, every time I've been to America, it's literally stopped staring in interrogations at you, and it's literally, oh yeah, I'm just actually on holiday, man, going home in like a couple of days.
Oh yeah.
So, but like, the fact that now that they're thinking of doing this is like, yeah, of course.
But it's different. I mean, me and you have probably both had a fair share of random searches when it comes to America. Completely random.
It's random when I don't get searched.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what's going on? I think there's snipers trailing me when I'm not getting padded down, but in general, how are they going to determine who's Muslim? Are they going to have an extra Are You Muslim stand where they're asking people to start downing booze and eating, you know, eating pork sandwiches or something to work out whether they're Muslim or not? It's, you know, it's hard to...
it's terrible,
it's
man.
Hard to think that they could, you know, even though it's a ridiculous idea in the first place, and outright racist, it's like, you know, what's he even thinking? But it shows you he doesn't think,
yeah, he's like a comic book villain. He's like, all those times you watch those cartoons where there was just someone that was just evil for evil's sake, that's him.
Yeah.
It's pretty much, that's him. Like, he was just the other day, he was talking about how he wants to kind of put more, wants to have more powers into kind of looking into people's privacy online and stuff like that, and kind of putting blocks and things and being able to have back doors for the government, so in order to kind of check everybody's stuff and what they're doing on the internet. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And he's just outright just saying it. Yeah, I want this. he's not even being subtle about it. Like, because everybody else is just subtle as a kind of candidate, but he's just like, nope, this is what I want.
Yeah, and some people are going for that for some reason, which is really strange. But this is genuinely... I mean, this actual thing that he's promoting here with that's a little bit like Nazi Germany, you know, when you're starting to profile groups of people by religions and stuff. You know, it's scary stuff. This is the same guy who ran The Apprentice. You're fired. Now let's stop a religious group from coming into the country. We better, in this country, keep our eyes on Alan Sugar.
Alan Sugar. If
he's going to go running for Prime Minister looking at the Kim Jong-il model, going like, he's doing a lot of things right.
I can't argue. It's working.
But he's also come out today, Trump, saying that he wants to be a brave president that stands up to terrorists, right? And this is the best part. Do you know what example he gave? Right, example of a president who's brave, who stands up to terrorists. He's like, yeah, I want to be like Harrison Ford in Air Force One. Absolutely obscene.
Got to give it to him on that one.
God doesn't live in the real world, you know, but it's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Just like Ford.
Yeah. There's only one president who started right so now. That's Morgan Freeman in Deep Impact. That needs to be like that guy.
It is. It's terrifying. It's, as you said, it's terrorism, if anything. I think the Daily Show put it right. I think it was just yesterday. Trevor Noah said he's like the white ISIS.
I mean, he's got some scary white ISIS. To be fair, he doesn't actually live in the real world, which is where all of these things come from. But this is also obviously to, you know, accentuate how much he doesn't live in the real world. Mm. He said that his life hasn't been easy.
Because
when he was starting out in business about 40 years ago, his dad only gave him a small loan of $1 million.
$1 million, yes.
Oh, only a million. How did you make something out of yourself, Donald?
I'll tell you, it was tough. I had to make that million stretch.
Oh, I know. Only a million. Absolutely.
Do you know I had to stay in 3-star hotels for a while?
I know, yeah. You know, he's one step away from cash for gold, isn't he, eh? Trading in his mum's wedding ring.
Still has to go.
It's just, if that's your idea of a rags-to-riches story, you can see...
rags-to-riches!
Get rich or die trying.
Yeah. I just knew I had to make it. You know? I took my last million and I made something of myself.
I made something, man. I was a hustler.
I'm a hustler, baby.
And you know that idea that... so apparently someone said that million that he got all those years ago as well...
Mm.
Apparently, if he had just invested that million and done nothing with it apart from that, he would have had more money than he would have he actually has now. So he's lost money on his potential. Yeah, I mean, this, he also just chucking all the comments in. But this, he also said that thing about the Black Lives Matter activists who attended his rally. And basically got jumped at his rally. He got jumped by his protesters, and he came out on the news and was like, "Yeah, I think you deserved it." You know, I mean, this is just, like, even, right, and this is another thing I saw today as well, even our, well, disgusting little supine political scumbag Nigel Farage has come out and said that, oh, that's probably a bit too far. I mean, when someone like that is saying that's too far, then you really are on another planet.
Even I wouldn't have done that.
Exactly. That's like Paul Gascoigne coming over to you going, I think you've had too many tonight, fella. You
know, Trust me, I've seen the signs.
Yeah.
Your signs were 10 hours ago.
Yeah.
Call it a day.
So, he's a pretty disgusting man.
It's
and
scary because I think what is the fascinating thing about him is he's doing things a lot differently to how a lot of other candidates have kind of done it in the past. Like, in terms of, like, other candidates are going around and holding babies and shaking people's hands. He's going on SNL and stuff and doing comedy sketches and stuff like that. He knows that everything he says is going to make headlines, and that's why he gets even more and more kind of brash with what he's saying. And it's working.
Well, he's got the profile already, hasn't he? So there we go. But that is Donald Trump, who's also been trending.
Oh, dear.
What's the final what's trending this week?
He's going to be trending for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
The final trending. Oh, yes. A homeless man of 6 years, he won the lottery on the scratch cards. $500,000.
Very nice. It's enough uplifting what's trending to finish off. Ooh. So, yeah, a homeless man who's been on the streets for 6 years, bought a scratch card and won $500K. Michael Enfors previously had a business that folded. He also got divorced and ended up living on the streets. He's battling alcoholism and stuff like that as well. But, I guess what got me about this is when he... So, basically, I was talking to him about him. When he realised he'd won this, $500,000, he didn't do anything about it, put it in his pocket and carried on sleeping rough for another week. So he's got
just to test himself.
Well, that's it.
Let's see if I can do another week.
Yeah. Exactly.
I've got another week in me.
Just stabilise here.
I'm never going to be here again, so.
Well, exactly.
Might as well make the most.
Yeah, exactly. They'll all miss me. he's essentially taken another week. I think I'd do that as well, to
Would
be
you?
Fair.
I always had the fear that if I was to win something like that, I'd lose the ticket.
Oh, really?
I'd never do that thing for a week because I had the fear that I'd lose it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, that is the main thing about doing it for the week, though, is that you'd actually lose it.
Oh, yeah, especially if you're sleeping rough. You ain't got no safe deposit, bud.
No! It could just be you wake up, some litter pickers going around going, no!
Or you don't know, recycling.
You might lose it to an aggressive squirrel who's shredded it. It's not safe out there.
You've got to watch the rodents as well.
Yeah. But that would be a crazy change, though, wouldn't it? Being homeless and, like, next week being able to pay a mortgage off in a big house.
I'd definitely cry for a week. Without a doubt, tears would be flooding. Because if you're homeless for that long, like, life is tough as it is. And then, I guess in terms of money, like, you forget, especially in big cities, how much you depend on having money and being able to use it to do certain things. And when you have none, Yeah, all of a sudden, here you go, there's 500,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, to be honest, though, it's not just that. It's like, you know, if prison inmates get institutionalised, then obviously something very similar must happen on the streets where you kind of just lose track of what it's like, you know what I mean? And it must be hard, because even if he buys a house or whatever, he's going to have to pay bills and stuff like that, so he'd need to get a job again. Mm. He's obviously become more of an alcoholic since he's been on the streets. Mm. So, you know, it's not quite just a one-size-fits-all kind of thing, do you know what I mean? Yeah. But he also says that he wants to... so they're like, oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You've been home for six years. What's the first thing you're going to do? And he's like, yeah, I want to buy some skis. Now, I'm kind of not judging, okay?
I think you're still pissed.
Well, no, you don't have to question. But it's weird, like, I mean, I think of a guy who's living homeless, and if I asked him, if I could give you any amount of money right now, what's the first thing you'd do? Go skiing. I'd be like, what is going on there? Like, surely that's not what you'd... But, yeah, apparently he's going to go and buy some skis.
Let's not judge.
No, and also rebuild his relationship with his estranged daughter, probably on the ski slopes. So, there you go.
You know what I'd do? I'd probably if that was me, I'd probably go to like a spa or something, get someone to kind of do the whole body, like massage, manicure, hair's done, new haircut, full works. New man.
What, you'd win $500,000 and go to Centre Parks? Nice.
Hey, it's a trip for all the family.
Being the biggest baller in the club at Centre Parks.
Centre Parks! Drinks on me, guys. Free drinks anyway, to respect.
Yeah. No. Make it rain, baby. Make it rain. Yeah.
Hey, you can me in the club. Everybody started out making it rain in Centre Parks.
Yeah, I guess so. Absolutely. Make it rain into the lazy river.
I've never been to Centre Parks.
Neither have I.
I always wanted to go.
My family went behind my back.
Is
actually,
it?
Yeah.
What did they you?
Yeah, I went on a holiday. And
I was going to say, what did you do that year?
It might have been a year I went travelling or when I went on a lad's holiday, but they took my sister's ex-boyfriend. He went. He's been.
Well,
and
he's not even family.
It says everything about the way that my family prioritise things in life.
Shall we expect a text from your mum any time soon?
Maybe you might get one. Still got some apologising for that one. But there you go.
It's vibrating now, isn't it?
So that, guys, was what's trending this week. Yay!
Emails.
A darkness. What a lovely subject to get you opening.
Oh, that brings up so many different things. I don't think it's going to be what you're going to read out.
Yeah. As we've just discussed the devil of alcoholism, and I'm opening darkness. Hello. I'd like to know if it's normal that my boyfriend likes to sleep with the lights on every night. He says it's because when he was little, he saw a bogeyman called Fergus McFearless.
Oh, gosh.
The Irish boogeyman! Fergus! Eating a peanut butter sandwich in his wardrobe. And he's worried if the light is off, he might come back.
Yeah, keep the light on, man. If anyone has any sort of... If you have a vision like that, you keep the lights on.
Yeah.
That's real. That's a cracket in the closet.
That is a good one.
You need to keep that light.
That one's from Phoebe as well. Cheers to that, Phoebe.
Phoebe.
That is premium. I sleep with a light kind of on.
Is it? Yeah, I'm one of those people that can sleep through anything. I guess I've strangely managed to train myself. As soon as my head hits the pillow and I'm not talking, I'm gone.
Really?
I've never had trouble sleeping.
All right.
It's literally...
Wow. I used to be like that.
I'm always like so energized and hyped that as soon as my body's like, yeah, we can rest now, it's like...
Yeah.
Switches off.
Yeah. All right. Decent. I'm not like that anymore.
That's why I don't leave my car seat too back. Far too
far. Oh, you just go on the motorway. I've got a thing, if I watch Family Guy in bed now, and it always sends me to sleep.
Family Guy?
Yeah. I just
comfort thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, just know what's happening, just fall asleep in the middle of it every time.
Say this one.
Yeah. Well, I just know that if I watch Family Guy, Fergus McFearless is not going to show up. You know.
That does sound scary, man.
Yeah.
Anyone called Fergus eating peanut butter was in your closet.
Exactly. Sorry, but what boogeyman actually gives you both names as well?
Nah, that's not even a boogeyman. That's a real man.
Yeah.
That's a real guy.
I mean, there's something up. Let alone saying... I mean, that's a conversation to assess all of those things. It's,
yeah.
It's, oh, what are you doing here? Well, I'm chilling here eating a peanut butter sandwich. Well, what are you? I'm a boogeyman. What's your name? Fergus. Oh, no, I'm not finished. McFearless. What don't I like? The light. That's it. Everything else lies.
Fergus.
Man versus squirrel. Ooh. Hope he didn't go for his nuts. Thank you, man. Justin P.
There we go, Justin.
Nice one.
I bet he typed that word straight away.
He was straight away.
Read it out, boys. Read it out.
I've not read it out to the end. He's like, oh. No, the moment's gone now.
No, the moment's gone. You're just going to make me look silly, man.
Everyone round at Justin P's house is doing a tight 5-minute stand-up. He's writing them right now. Nice one for that, Justin. Conkers. I've been invited on a second date tonight to play a game of Conkers in the Park. Should I go? I'm 27.
I was going to say, how old?
That's from Roz in Clapham.
Oh, Roz.
Yeah, go. Just make sure you've got another weapon with you, just to, in case things go wrong.
Exactly. Make sure your phone is charged.
Yeah. Just go, I'm going to play Conkers with my game, with my can of mace. Pepper spray. Go for it. Go for the Conkers.
Yeah,
get your Conker in some vinegar. Harden it up. Absolutely.
Oh, you got all the tactics. Look at that.
Yeah, yeah, from back in the day. I tell you what, Roz, it'll either be...
That smells of malt.
Yeah. No comment. Lance Armstrong of Conkers.
I think someone's cheating.
go, Roz. It'll either be a most romantic date you've had or the most chilling. Either way, you can tell us about it next week.
Yes.
Cheers.
Stay safe.
Yeah. Thanks, Arnell, getting our legal requirements in there. wasps. I just seen a wasp. It's December. I thought they hibernated. I have a fear of them. Phil.
Oh, yeah, that must have been lost, you know.
Yeah. Don't tell me they're starting to get immune to cold. I don't think they hibernate. I thought they just died. And then they hatch again in the next year. That's what I thought happened.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a 5-year-old wasp who's like, this is my fifth winter, I'm not going to make it for another one.
You don't want to count that. I mean, imagine dealing with snow and wasps at the same time.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
No.
Never getting stuck. Do you remember, you know when your hand goes so numb, like if it gets hit, it stings? Imagine a wasp rocking up and just going, your day's just about to get worse, bro. And what?
You can't tell if you're cold or stung.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, your hand's going to fall off. Oh, yeah, things can get worse. Say hello to my friend Mr. Squirrel. Hit him.
That squirrel is so evil, man.
It's nasty, mate. It's nasty. Squirrels. There's a squirrel in my garden now. He's staring at me. I ate some cashews earlier and I feel like he can sense that. He looks a bit tasty and I think he could handle himself in a fire. I'm very untasty and can't feel. Nice, Phil. You stay indoors, mate.
Yeah, you got to be careful, because, you know, my mum's ass, she's got like a, in the garden, she's got like a light that motion comes on, like when it detects anything. Squirrels are always mugging her off, you know, they're always setting it off. My mum gets up off the sofa to go have a look, and there's nothing there. Every 10 minutes,
squirrel
just messing her about.
Just get only me,
and I'm gone again.
Yeah, exactly. I see a squirrel like a cat chasing after a squirrel. I hate when cats kill things. I would try and break up the fight if it comes down to it. It's not a fight; it's a hunt. But
leave it.
Yeah, it went after a squirrel. It can't kill them. Well, they can, but like they find it hard. It's not like a rat or something. Squirrels will stand up to cats and stuff, and you know. Some pretty tasty squirrels around my way. There's one with half his tail ripped off, and he just won't get out of my way when I'm walking there.
Is it?
Cheek of it. It's just looking at me like, walk around me, bruv.
Walk around, bruv?
Exactly. I'm munching on my nuts. Yeah, what? Am I meant to run? I'm scared of you. taking 8 people this week.
Walk around.
Trump. He couldn't stand up to terrorists. He can't even stand up to his own hairdresser.
Yay!
Oh, very nice.
Very nice.
Like that. That's Laura. Thank you, Laura.
Get in there, Laura.
Getting in there with Justin P. with some really nice... See, it worked a lot better because it's more relevant.
I'm liking this.
Some people auditioning for guests on the show. Yeah. Lottery. If I won 500 grand on a scratch card, I'd treat my family to a holiday to Florida. Terry.
Oh. See, that's why you know Terry's a good man.
And that's also why you know he already lives in a house. So,
Terry's middle class already.
Exactly. It's all well and good saying you about these holidays, mate, but sounds like you got it all right.
Middle class too.
Exactly. If you were really down on your luck, you'd get some skis like the rest of them.
Exactly, mate.
Oh, loving the emails. Keep them coming in, guys.
Keep them coming in. Johnny and I know at foodbarradio.com.
Absolutely. It's time for a song, I know.
Time for a song. But now it's time for, the Strange Fruit Project. I like these guys. They're a group, R&B group. So I'll see what you like of them. This one's called Ooh Wee. Wanna take it there tonight? Wanna blow your mind tonight? Ooh, you.
Next to me, baby, 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 I need you for my lady. Talk to me, I need privacy with you. In my arms, I know you feel the way I do. Lying here, you know the way I feel about you. Baby, 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 baby. I think I'm going crazy. Ooh, you. One from links to sausages. Who would ever tell us just what it's costing us? Brainstorm, spit all this love and all in the same tone. Names don't, how does it feel? Out of the flame thrown, came home. Never stop praying until your pain's gone. You're painting this picture with the frame on. We do it on a daily basis. Who faces? Travel to places. Sporting the beat, bracelets and necklaces. Kings, queens, and aces. Yo, I'm sliding through crevices. God bless us, cause we lounging in the cutter. Yo, it's beautifully done. Lounging in the cutter. Yo, I'm suited for your free. Dance song, how we do, y'all.
Strange Fruit Project. Ooh wee, and you're listening to Johnny and I Know on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and I Know on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, you are still listening to Johnny and I Know live and loud on FUBAR Radio. We've had a great little first nigh on hour of the show. Enjoyed it so far.
Indeed. I hope you guys have been as well listening in.
Absolutely, and do keep getting in touch with us. Certainly, well, we're into our lend an ear section anyway in 2 seconds. So if you have got any problems this week, guys, you know that we find guaranteed solutions to it.
Guaranteed.
So if you do have any problems you want fixed, get on your emails right now and send it to johnnyandinl@foobarradio.com. We need to hear your problems and we'll fix them. Simple.
We're fixers.
We do that stuff. So that's pretty much it. That was a good little what's trending, and I've really enjoyed the email so far as well.
They've been very good. But now, on to Lendonier, our first problem that has been sent in. There is no other way to put this, but a girl at my workplace stinks. She has the worst body odor I've ever smelled in my life. It's so bad, you just have to walk in the room and you'll be able to tell if she's in there or not. It's gotten so bad, I just want to tell her, but my colleagues think I might break her if I go in hard, and they're too nice to mention it. How would you approach this topic with her?
Ooh. Well, I might break her if I... I might break her if I go in hard.
I'm gonna break her!
Not break her up, break her.
Break her!
Like she's in a Jack Bauer mode.
I broke her, she's yours.
To be fair, you would though. You would, if you told someone they stink, like, outside of school, that's going to hurt. Obviously, it's to help, they have to address it anyway, but I guess if you go out full out, they'd either go on a super defensive, it's like, what are you talking about? Or they'd take it so hard that it was kill him inside a little bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know, it's a tough one. I guess it's like, you know, we were talking about fat shaming the other week, weren't we, about the cards and the thing. And, you know, these people are imposing. The thing is it's weird, like, with people smelling badly. Because, I mean, it's...
Especially females. I think it's easy to say if a guy stinks.
It's easy to tell him?
Yeah, it's easy to tell a guy if he stinks. Oh, man, you want to put some deodorant on, man? You stink.
Yeah, it is difficult. There was a teacher we used to have in primary school, and she couldn't wear deodorant or something because she was allergic to it, and she had a body odor issue.
Especially when it comes towards 3:30, you can tell her she had PE that day.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't remember. I think her name was Miss Belding or something like that.
Oh, you're and, putting names on blast, though, eh?
Yeah, I am. And people kept calling her B.O. Belding. So I'd imagine she's too old to listen to this now.
B.O. Belding! She's like, oh, I wonder what one of my old school pupils are doing now.
Yeah.
B.O. Belding.
I mean, I wasn't one of the ones who said it.
It sounds like you came up with it, mate.
I just knew it was a rumour going. It was a name rumor, frequently used. But yeah, no one. The thing is, though, kids don't mess about. They'll just say it.
Yeah.
And like, kids were saying stuff to her, like, and she was, Miss, why don't you wear deodorant? She's like, because I'm actually allergic. She was a really nice woman, and she was like, trying to, I'm actually allergic, so I can't wear it. It's like, Miss, you stink.
I'll be honest, I was quite bad in like year 7 when I was like first going through puberty and stuff. I used to put deodorant on, but obviously it wasn't enough. Like just in the mornings, you have to reapply and stuff like that. And I was never one to kind of think that. You just don't think that. Like,
no.
In year 7, and so by the time I got to the afternoon, it's like, oh gosh, you stink, man. They're like, oh, don't stink. And then you spray so much that you all over your entire clothes, just not under your armpits.
Yeah.
And you just go around smelling like an advert for, like, that fragrance. It was
no, well, I got done with that very similar when you hit adolescence. Because the thing is, you don't... When you run around and sweat before that, you don't smell. It's not the same thing. Whereas when you, like, hit puberty and stuff, it changes. And, you know, running around with a can of Lynx is... You might as well be spraying an Ambipure under your under your armpits. Didn't do enough, but you need to go for that antiperspirant.
Mm.
So on this actual thing, it's a tricky one. I mean, maybe
if you have to work with that person, because especially for this problem, that's someone you're going to have to work with for the foreseeable future. So, as you said, you can't go in too hard.
Maybe if that person, if they had a mutual friend and that friend was closer to them, I would advise them to do it, because it doesn't sound like this person is necessarily that close to her, you know. So coming in just being like, you stink, is a little bit,
hey!
It's a little bit heavy-handed.
But it must be a pungent smell if you can tell she's in the room. Or
yeah,
not,
yeah.
Just like from that description, like you can tell. It's like you know the sort of smells when you walk. Oh gosh, what's happening there? Sort of.
Oh no! Like
someone died.
Like that skunk in Looney Tunes, yeah, where it's way through the air.
Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew. Well, no, to be honest though, I do actually think if it's that much of an issue, then. You know, if you're going to bring it up, just make sure you get her on her own. Don't ever do it in front of other people. No, yeah. You know, just pull her over and say, it sounds harsh when you're saying it, but look, sorry, I don't know if you're completely aware, but I know I've noticed the smell of you. It's just really, really pungent. And
would you go as so far as to either give her some antiperspirant or, like, body odor killers or solution things?
Possibly, yeah, possibly. Maybe I'd come with one of those in hand, and I wouldn't be like,
hey,
doing it on her.
Surprise! Guess what?
Which
I got you.
Which is why I bought you.
Yeah. Guess what? I got you for Secret Santa.
Exactly. Now that would be a tough way to do it, wouldn't it?
Can you imagine it got to the wrong person? Actually, you weren't supposed to get that.
Yeah.
It was for her.
Here we go, and Gemma's just got 6 cans of Lynx Africa.
Yeah, I think that's Gemma's, yeah.
this can't be mine. No, it is yours.
It's not for Rory.
it's yours, Gem. Start using it.
Gem, that's yours. Use it now.
Yeah. Don't be so rude. Use it.
Use it now, love. Come on.
But, no, you know, I do think if it's that bad and you don't see an end in sight for working with her, then have a word. But just make sure you do it in a tactful way and with her. Like one-on-one, and just go, look, I don't know how to approach this, but you are, you know, sending off a smell that is quite strong, and have you thought about using a stronger perspirant or whatever? Because she's probably not, but you can say that, you know, that kind of thing. Mm. And that is the best advice you're going to get. That's, well, it's soundproof advice, that is.
Soundproof. There's going to be no broken hearts there.
There we go. So we're into our A&E part of London here.
Ooh.
Here.
A&E.
We've just got... This is just an email. That's fine. Date. Hey, I've got to share my date with you. I hope you don't mind. I've been out with this guy 3 times and I thought I liked him. He is a conservationist and wants to save the world. Nice. This I approve of. He's a bit of a... He's a bit... swampy, but I thought I could fix him.
Oh, gosh.
Last night we went...
I've just got such a vision in my head to when you say swampy.
Like swamp thing. last night we went out for a date. I'm an easygoing sort of girl and I'm cool with dinner or perhaps a film. What I wasn't so impressed with is going bat catching. Oh, dear.
Hold on. Was that the same date?
That's a date. Bat catching.
The same one?
Yeah, with the
after
same
the film.
No, like, she would have been up for...
Oh,
she could be do dinner or film. She's not going to get too, like, you know, on her eye holes. They went back catching. I thought that might have meant something else, but he took me to a field and had to run around catching bats to have a look at them. He didn't even bring alcohol.
Where's the drink for?
I love this girl is... A woman after my own heart.
You gotta get me drunk, dude.
Exactly. Needs to be a couple of bottles of wine to make this a decent date. Then I'm suddenly getting into that bat catching. You walk for that, catch it.
Oh, bottle him.
Would you say about me?
Oh, gosh. Bat catching. You got to really like him if you want to be doing that on a regular basis.
Absolutely. Really, really in there. Every time I caught one, I kept hoping it was it would turn into that sexy vampire from True Blood and take me away. Maybe to Pizza Express or somewhere. I'm seeing him tonight. He's taking me to an allotment. Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte, you got an outdoorsy one there.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I mean, literally, when your dates are lined up as bat-catching, allotment, once again, we're going to have to say, stay safe, Charlotte.
Make sure
someone knows where you are.
Yeah.
To be fair, he's going to have, after bat-catching, he's going to have you planting marrows next. I mean, what's going on?
It's like the worst time to do it. It's about, like, winter time, just outside in the cold. Just
who goes to an allotment in December? I mean, what do you do? Do you even have a kiss on that as well? You know what I mean? There's no alcohol involved. Is he, like... What's he get? What are you both getting out of it? Do you know what I mean?
Some turnips.
Yeah.
Hey, you can take those home to your mama.
So I'll never give you anything.
Merry Christmas.
I mean, it's, that is carnage, to be fair.
Oh,
he's doing that. Like, yeah,
it's,
I mean,
it's good on her. Good on Charlotte though for like jumping in on the back catching though. She went for it.
Yeah.
Without the alcohol as well.
Yeah.
I bet she didn't even complain.
And going on this allotment date is good of her as well.
Yeah, well, she's got a busy night tonight. Well, good luck with that, girl.
Mm. Sounds decent, to be fair. What as in Charlotte does. Not as allotment. She's
she sounds like a good girl.
Yeah, she sounds like a decent catch, but this guy's is pushing it. There needs to be something normal soon, Charlotte, or get rid.
Yeah.
He's probably a lovely bloke, but who cares? Get rid.
It's something. That was a cartoon, wasn't it?
Swamp Thing, yeah. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Toxic Crusader.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking
with
of.
A mop.
Did they not call him Swamp Thing?
Maybe they did, yeah. Yeah, that's probably, yeah, Swampy. That's what they called him, yeah. Bogeyman. I've seen a bogeyman when I was younger as well. He was called Dave Johnson and always asked to make him Marmite on toast. He sometimes licked it, but never ate it. Maybe he had OCD. My mum used to go mad when she found 20 slices of granary bread under my bread. Bed, Max. Thanks, Max. That started to sound like a testimony of a victim of a number of things to me, my buddy. And that sounds like the start to an appeal. I expected to hear Kate Bush coming in singing This Woman's Work. Ding, 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 ding. My mum used to go mad when she found 20 slices of granary. Dave Johnson was his name. OCD. He'd lick the Marmite off the bread. Oh, no more. We can't take it. We can't take it. Nice one, Max. That was good.
Thank you, Max, for sending that in.
Right, we've got another problem in the A&E section of London here.
Back to the problem.
Right. Hey, Johnny and Inel.
Hi.
I want a puppy. Yes, it's come to that point in my life where I have given up on finding a human counterpart and want to devote all my time on an animal. Our landlord said we can get one, but my housemate said I can't get one because he is scared of dogs. Me and him have been best friends for years, and when he was a kid, he was bitten by a dog. How can I make him unafraid of our canine friends and let me get a dog? From Cara.
That's a tough one. Because you know what? I'm afraid of dogs. And I've gotten better over the years, especially kind of working with animals and doing like animal shows and stuff like that. That I've gotten better with dogs. But like, it's hard. When you get bitten as a kid, you just, that fear is like just always there. And I guess the only way you can counteract that is to get the cutest dog possible that always remains cute.
Yeah.
Like a pug,
yeah.
I guess. Can't go wrong with a pug.
They can't really bite you badly, can they?
Exactly.
But I mean, they do less damage than a squirrel these days, so go with one of them.
Yeah, to be fair, though, you want to watch out walking that one.
Yeah,
in parks.
I mean, I'm not scared, really scared of dogs in that. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of pit bulls and things like that, but like, I know you've got your issues with dogs, but I would love to have got I would have loved to have had a dog up to now, but I've always had issues with landlords as well. What I would say, very much like Inel, is, yeah, if you get them at a cute stage, like the real, get a real puppy, don't ask for permission, ask for forgiveness. So buy it, bring it home, and then say, are you going to kick him out on the street? Wait for those little adverts to come on, a dog's not for life for Christmas, and go, that's you, that is. Yeah? No, I'll give you, in a little basket, you put him out on the street there, see how long he lasts, yeah? That's what you're about. Yeah, scared of him, are you?
You're a monster.
There's more wrong with you than there is him, I'll tell you that much. These are all quotes that you should be saying one after another, Cara.
Write them down, Cara.
He's more scared of you than you are of him. No, but you have a nice Christmas. Eat that turkey.
Yeah, you keep eating.
You eat up. He'll shiver outside in the cold.
It's warm in this house, isn't it?
Yeah.
It must be freezing outside.
I feel for you. To be fair, I got to the stage where I was like, I just would love a dog. I wanted something to take care of, kind of thing, that was going to, you know, be grateful. I'm done with having children after my 17th one. So no, I haven't got any kids, but I did think a dog was going to be a suitable thing, but yeah, never came round to it in the end.
Why was it?
Landlord, pretty good to be fair, because me and the person I live with don't live together anymore, so that would have been a tough custody battle as well. Do you know, one of my mates, right, he was going out with a girl.
Yeah.
They got a dog together, it's a pug as well,
yeah.
And now they have joint custody over the pug. And this is outrageous. So we went to a wedding. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago I went to a wedding?
Yeah.
He, on the stag do, he had to get home early because he was exchanging custody on the Sunday. Oh. He's like, yeah, I've got to be there by 4. Otherwise, it's going to kick off.
Can you imagine that?
Just mental.
Pulled in the nightclub. Sorry, love, I can't.
Exactly. I can't. I've got to get the pug home to his mum. It's just like, it's just ridiculous. Actually having to get home to drop. I mean, honestly.
Listen, guys, the Uber's on its way. Exactly. And, but you have a great wedding.
Got the DSA chasing me, the dog support agency. struggling to keep the dog biscuits coming in. But yeah.
Just ask for too much.
Yeah, I only see him on weekends.
It's the only time I get to spend with him.
Obviously, it's not always best to get one with a partner. Do it for yourself.
But it sounds like, I guess her housemate is just like one of her best friends. But I guess she could move in and have a best friend.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
it's got a partner, so that's good.
Yeah.
Can you try that?
But yeah, get another best friend. Just say, look.
Yeah, train him out.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can get a dog that's like really, really, you know, aggressive. Like, don't even get a puppy. Just move a pit bull in there and go, I don't think you are moving out. Just have this security dog for you.
Yeah.
Just walking around the house, just with it on a chain in front of you, going, you what, mate? You what? Oh, he's going. He's going, is he? You just go ahead and tell him. You tell him.
Have you never heard? A dog ain't just for Christmas.
I can't hear much coming from you. Easy, Tyson. Easy.
Tyson. Any dog called Tyson, you go, watch out.
Second name, Killer. Tyson Killer. You eat your pedigree, Jack.
He's adorable.
Exactly. He's in with you tonight. Yeah. No, but I don't think. What's that? I can't. Tyson, can you hear something?
Tyson decides where he wants to sleep and he's made his bed in your room.
Jugular hold by the end of the night. So basically, he's not going to be scared of a puppy. If you don't mind, you're going to genuinely look after it, get a puppy in, and he ain't really going to be able to say that much.
Because, like, the way I kind of got over dogs was just dealing with small, cute ones. I'm not quite there with the big ones yet, but, like, the small, cute ones, it's like, oh, yeah. When you don't feel threatened with for someone who's scared as dogs, then it's fine. So I say go for that.
Yeah, and definitely, if you are going to do it, don't ask permission, just get it. Just do it. Just get it. He'll forgive you. There we go.
Best friends come and go, eh?
They do. They do. Right, it's time for another song! Ooh, yeah!
Go on then.
To continue my indie theme today, I'm going to go... This is actually one of my favourite songs of all time.
Ooh.
It's by The Foles. It's called Black Gold. And, here it comes.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm absolutely loving that.
That was nice.
Every time that gets me, to be fair. There a little guitar riff at the end.
Is that why there's a little tear in your eye?
Yeah, welling up. Well, that could be the reason, but it could also be that we've just been joined in the studio by none other than Alan Fletcher, aka Carl Kennedy from Neighbours!
Yeah. Yes. Lovely, thank you.
Welcome to the show, welcome to Live and Loud, Alan.
Great to be here.
Absolutely. Again, is this a career highlight?
Absolutely. This is my second time here at your station. And, I actually said to the publicist when I was coming over, it was 6 months ago, I said, do what you can. She said, I don't think they'll have you.
Yeah. They didn't know. They didn't know what bigger fans of Neighbours we were. We were like, yeah, there we go. So everyone's dreams are here now. We've been running a little kind of, a poll, if you like, with our listeners for what... theme tune they like better, obviously. Oh.
Neighbours. Classic.
I can see you tapping your leg at this point as well.
I can't stop
never
myself.
Never gets old.
Or this might be a bit like Voldemort for you, you know, though now who shouldn't be mentioned, but... Oh, yeah. His face has gone action.
That's horrible. Well, that's like water torture.
And he's got that face on, right? He just stepped in dog dude.
Wishy-washy theme.
Is that what life's like for you now? Have you ever seen a Home and Away actor? Do you just go straight for the jugular?
I have to say that always great pals. In fact, I'm going to go and see Lynn McGranger in Panto this year at Newark. So we're great pals for many, many years. But I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. I have never seen a complete episode of Home and Away.
Oh, gosh.
Really?
Never.
Yeah, I started one. But then I had to make a cup of tea.
is it like supporting two different sports teams?
We love those guys, and it's a great show. It's actually on, I think, just before us on Channel 5. Mm. It's a great show. It's a wonderful export from Australia, and it's kind of, always going to rival Neighbours in terms of how long. It'd be really interesting to see, actually, because Neighbours has done just a little bit longer than Home and Away, and we're kind of hoping that we'll always keep going and stay ahead of them. You know, it'd be awful for us to finish and then watch them slowly overtake us,
chipping away with substandard storylines. No, absolutely. That's like the Man U Liverpool divide.
Yeah, exactly.
Get closer.
Who's going to get to fourth?
Another moment which I have been told to discuss. My friend said he met you in Melbourne once. You were playing a gig, which we'll talk about in a second. And he said he was talking to you, and you said have a good night. He said you'll remember him. That was five years ago.
Yeah, of course. How is he? Is he still all right? Because he wasn't all that well when I saw him.
No, he wasn't. He has lost his hair since. Joe, if you're listening, we're all laughing at your expense. There we go. he said you're a top bloke. So.
Yeah, that's very nice. Yeah, one of the things I enjoy the most about the job I do is actually meeting the people who watch the show. Mm. It's easy enough to make a show and forget what it means to people when you actually get out and meet people and sort of go, hey, I'm actually doing something worthwhile here. It's brilliant.
I mean, the thing is about Neighbours and Home and Away, that's actually, like, certainly when we were growing up, it was a bigger show in England than it actually was in Australia, isn't it? Like, because when I went over there, a lot of, like, my auntie lives in Australia. She's like, we don't actually watch Neighbours or Home and Away. But over here, everyone knows what Neighbours and Home and Away is. And she wanted to watch EastEnders.
It's one of the most recognisable kind of theme tunes as well, as well as programmes.
It is, yeah. Well, of course, you're in the halcyon days, I think the Kylie Jason wedding, like I said, like 19 million Britons watching, which is like a third of the population. Almost at the time.
Oh, we were all there.
But it's still. Just recently, we had a big story on the show where there was a fire at the school, and suddenly, because Channel 5 put a lot of work into setting that up, suddenly the ratings just had this huge spike, which is fantastic. Mm. After all these years that people were coming back to the show.
Well, despite you saying that, actually, because Neighbours is the last episode of the year is on the 18th of December, right?
Yeah.
And then it returns again on the 4th of January on Channel 5.
Yeah.
At 1:45 and again at 5:30. The most interesting thing though, this is like going to be the first time ever that the nation's favourite soap, Neighbours, no, this is ours, baby, right. It's not about, is going to be broadcast at the same time.
Yep.
as
Australia, same day, brilliant. It's always
because we've always been behind.
I know, it's only 2 weeks. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, we're still behind.
Because I sit there, I send a tweet, you know, in Australia, going, "Hey guys, tonight on Neighbours got this fantastic thing," and then everyone in the UK goes, "You know, no fair, spoiler, ruined it for me."
Yeah,
I'm just connecting my Skybox, and then or I do. I wait 2 weeks, tweet in the UK, and then all the Aussies tweet me back, going, "Where have you been?"
Yeah, Blessing is losing it.
Yeah. But now, so now,
come on, Cole. You're meant to be a doctor.
His prescription's old.
Yeah. Well, he is old. So it'd be brilliant. It brings all the fans together. Means, you know, and takes all that spoiler thing out, and it'd be brilliant. Really good.
Awesome. Looking forward to that very much. So
it's never nice when things get spoiled for you. It's like,
true. Although if you like my wife, I sit down and watch a TV show with her, and she pulls out the computer. I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm just finding out what happens in the end."
I get people like that in my life. I just can't get it. They're like, just tell me what happens. Yeah. Well, no, why would you do that? Because then you're just going to be like, that's not very good.
Some people hate surprises, and so they feel the urge to kind of just like have a look. And it's like, what?
Well, I suppose if you look at the end and go, "Oh, no, that doesn't sound good to me," you can save yourself 2 hours.
So what's it like playing the same character for such a long period? Because, I mean, obviously the character grows a bit, but it is essentially the same character.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because it's kind of like, I reckon if you watched an episode of when he first arrived and how he is now, you'd sort of go, well, it's a different bloke, you know.
Right.
Over time, people do change, but he's evolved all these wonderful directions, and you know, now he's turned into a bit of a doddering old silly galoot these days. He's a bit of a nit, and
I was going to say, going from that, what's your favourite thing? Living your life or living the life as Carl?
Well, I prefer living my life, to be perfectly frank. But
you don't want to see what Carl's like now.
But playing Carl is like golden fun, you know. It's really, because he does some stupid things. I mean, this year my favourite thing. Carl finds in a box in his house, he finds a scratchy ticket that he hadn't scratched.
Nice.
Yeah, so he scratches it, $7,000.
Wow.
Wow, he's lucky. So he's going around town telling everyone he's won $1,000 and he's having the best day of his life. He loses the ticket.
See, it's what I was talking about earlier today.
So he loses the ticket, he retraces his steps, goes to Toadie's house where he thinks he might have left it, but Toadie is hosting a naturalist's lunch so that everyone's nude. So the only way he can find his ticket is to nude up, go inside, and he finds it stuck to Tony's bum.
Oh, right.
Now, it doesn't get sillier than that, and that's what I love.
That sounds good. I need to watch that one.
Typical day on set, isn't it? Yeah.
That's going to be broadcast on the Neighbour After Hours channel.
Episode 7,000, mate.
And obviously, you've also got the same family. Obviously, like, you're married to Susan, isn't it? And long-running, like, relationship there as
well? Yeah, well, actually, we've known each other. We played brother and sister on a show in the early 80s, right? Mm. And we had just stuck up, had a great rapport then, and loved working with each other. And then, so all these years later, we came together to work on Neighbours. And from day one, it's been the same. Just like complete rapport, love working with each other. We laugh at the same things, mainly sort of, you know, fart jokes, really. And we have the same sort of thing about acting and style of acting and so forth. So it works really, really well. It's just been a wonderful relationship.
Fantastic. Ooh. Now, anyone who comes on the show, you might not know, but we basically are renowned for asking the big questions.
Big questions.
Absolutely big, big questions.
The big questions.
We even have
a big question.
So these are the big questions that other interviewers just maybe too afraid to ask, you know. These are massive career defining questions. Do you think you're going to be up to that level to deal with that today?
I'm actually very frightened.
Yeah.
Because I'm prepared to give it a go, but you know, I could crumble. This could be the moment I crumble.
It could be. It could be. We're going to have to tread on anyway, aren't we? I know.
Well, we don't have any sympathy, I'm afraid.
First big question. We didn't discuss earlier, but you are actually in a band as well as acting.
Correct.
Called Waiting Room.
Correct.
Check them out, guys. So, here comes the question. If you could collaborate with any artist in the world, alive or dead, who would it be?
Bruce Springsteen.
Ooh.
there.
Straight in there.
Well, I just saw that actually on Twitter for that Bruce Springsteen apparently is working on a new project without the E Street Band. It's with me, actually. I can reveal that now.
And it's a remix of the Neighbours theme tune. Neighbours with the Boss.
I tell you who my favourite musician is. And the person I've always looked up to is Elvis Costello. I think he defined everything. You know, I love punk and every style of music he's done. So, yeah, Elvis and Bruce Springsteen were big staples in my life.
Decent, but you'd go for Bruce over Elvis.
I go for Bruce because I've just seen Bruce a few times recently, and I think Wrecking Ball was a great album. And
I think it's because he does big rock out, sell-out gigs rather than Elvis, more intimate gigs. You want to fill the stage.
You've got me. I want an arena, all right? I want an arena.
There's nothing wrong with you, Elvis. You're doing good work. You got a big question, I know?
Yeah, we got another big question for you now. Carl, being an actor for so long, obviously you feel as if you've earned your craft and you've learnt loads of things on the way, but is there a role that you wish you got the opportunity to play?
Well, I must say, I work on a thing called the Shakespeare Republic back in Australia, and we do monologues, Shakespeare monologues, and I would love to do the Scottish play. Shakespeare's the Scottish play. Oh, you had to say it, didn't you?
Oh, sorry.
And I would love to do that on film. Yeah, I'd love to do some Shakespeare on film. It's brilliant.
Awesome.
They just did a remake, didn't they?
They done King Charles or something, it, with Fassbender.
Yeah.
He's knocking about in there. So, there you go. Here's another big question. Obviously, you've been with Susan for a long time on Neighbours. If you could pick an actress to play a new love interest for Carl, any actress, who would it be?
Well, I think it would probably have to be Liz Hurley, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's always been. I've always had a bit of a thing for Liz.
Okay.
Are you listening? Are you listening out there, Liz?
You can't see because obviously it's radio, but Dr. Carl's eyes just went vacant there. It looked like he was just recalling a lot of memories.
Seems to be taking off his cardigan as well.
I'm actually feeling quite hot. Hot dogs.
Again, Liz Hurley, if you are listening.
Which is likely, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, she's always calling up, to be fair, under pseudonyms. Excellent.
Right. Time for another big question. Right, you've been on Neighbours, the awesome salt, for so many years, but are you an awesome neighbour in real life?
I really think I am, except someone stuck a note in my letterbox the other night saying, "Your dog barked all night and kept me awake." So I don't think I am. No, I am an awesome neighbour. If I mow my front lawn, my strip, I always run the mower over the neighbour's front strip.
Do they ask?
No.
Do you
they stick a note in my letterbox going, "Stop mowing my lawn."
Are you that guy that takes that as rubbish a bit too late or leaves it out too early?
To be honest, I live in an awesome street where everyone does, you know, get on fantastically.
Ramsey Street, yeah?
No.
We
get on great. And at one stage, it was brilliant. I had a cardiac physician, surgeon next door, and GP the other side, and the GP actually used to come in and treat us. You know, it was really easy. I was ringing up and saying, "Mate, my kids are sick. He come in next door." Brilliant.
Decent.
Doctor asking for the doctor's help.
Yeah, I know. They didn't respect your qualifications from 20 years as a doctor.
Yeah.
Alan's round again. Again?
Yeah. Dad, stop medicating me. Yeah.
Got another naturalist party he's contending. There's not a camera in sight, I'm afraid.
Apparently he's practising for... It's rehearsals.
Those are our big questions. You handle them very, very well.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for coming on our show as well. Is there any this is the plug moment where you plug anything that you want to plug?
I just want everyone to remember January 4, Neighbours syncs up between Australia and the UK. I'd love it if everyone exploded on Twitter about that. And on a personal note, it's Christmas time, and I have got a Christmas single. Everyone should have a Christmas single, and they should have mine. If you want a happy Christmas, then go shoot along to my website, alanfletcher.net, and have a little listen to it.
Oh, right.
Absolutely.
Cool. Yeah. What's the single called?
If You Want a Happy Christmas.
Oh, right.
Oh, I like it.
It's lovely and cheesy. You like it.
Nice, nice.
Is there any space for Johnny and I now to, you know, go on a little remix?
Guest vocals? Guest, we can do that.
Absolutely. I'm up for it.
We haven't, yeah, we'll sort that out, definitely. Our people will talk to your people, definitely.
Gorgeous.
If you want a happy Christmas, we'll make that happen, definitely.
It's not going to be merry, there.
we'll all go to Toadies.
Yeah, Toadies. Are you on Twitter as well?
Yes, I am at Dr. KK, DOCTORKK.
So get following people.
There we go.
Yeah. There you go. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. We're going to shoot to a song now, INL. What one did you pick here?
Oh, let's see.
Slack of the Beach Child, I believe.
Indeed. Let's get down right.
Okay, this is Slack of the Beach Child, Get Down Right.
Truth can hide when beauty shines up when we slay the dollar signs. Be yourself to free yourself. You will find all you need to feel divine. Who is true and who is fake? All I know is when we all get on the floor, different shapes become no more. Yes, yes, y'all, we don't stop. Devon Brown, yeah, she don't stop. And we won't quit, yo, D-Man, kill it.
Yeah, you know good times don't fun. Get it moving like a monkey inside the trunk. Came out to vibe, have fun. Dudes got it like this, day time of the month. Now, what they all about? Twisted, cause you lick up by the mouth. All I'm seeing is down spring. Think I put it in the corner down like an arcade. But you know how to play. It's like being hard as a full-time child. Different from what they portray, but this type of shit happens every day. Let it simmer saute. Mr. Million Dollar Smile, I don't got a screw face. Keep it moving, you know how we doing. All the fresh out, beach out, so move it.
Oh, yeah. That was a Slack of the Beach Child with Get Down Right.
Get Down Right.
You're listening to Johnny and I now. We're live and loud on FUBAR Radio. Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and I now on FUBAR Radio.
Nice, nice, nice. That was Dr. Carl.
Yeah, Carl Kennedy.
There he is.
AKA Alan Fletcher. He was in.
As his friends know him as.
Yeah, exactly. We are friends now. And don't forget to pick up that Christmas single featuring Johnny and INL there.
Remix.
Yeah. I love the way we're trying to sneak our way onto something that...
Well, already been produced and mastered.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Can you do a callback of all the CDs that you've pressed, and so we can add a special track on
it? Yeah, exactly. We weren't available to you when you made them, but we are now. Do you know what? Someone's just given me a drumstick.
Someone's just given me a refresher, mate.
Yeah. I do like the sherbet in them. Yeah. They're good.
But these do destroy your teeth, though.
I eat so many sweets when I come in here.
I know. This is dangerous. That's why it's live and loud, you know. That's why people wonder why we're always so hyper. It's because we're just eating sweets all day.
Yeah, absolutely. This is... Sorry, it's everyone. An illness more than entertainment. You know.
We're doing it for you guys.
Exactly. We've had an email.
Oh. Who is it?
Winter.
Nope.
Hello. My new special friend seemed like a normal, decent sort of chap.
I bet.
However, he's been texting me, winter is coming. Oh. That's it, nothing else. This is weird, as he's told me his favourite season is summer. What's the correct response to that, please? From Kim. Well,
it could be that thing because, like, you like to kind of, I guess, have a hug and a cuddling in the winter. I guess is
correct.
And so it could be something like that, in which he's like calling out for like a let's meet up and have a little hug.
I agree. Obviously, he's a Game of Thrones fan, which is good. Yeah. You know, you got two guys here are Game of Thrones fans. If anything, that's a compliment to him. Mm. But yeah, if he's like me and you know it's starting to get cold, doesn't want to keep messing around. Then yeah, he's just giving you a little reminder. Winter is coming, so you ain't getting a better offer than me.
Do you want to snag him up or what?
Right? Exactly, because if it ain't you, it'll be someone else who's getting warmed up.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Oh, now we just put the frighteners on.
Exactly.
Oh no, I see someone else.
You know, basically, what he might as well say is hot water bottle or me. What do you want to do? And you'd have to make that choice. But no, I don't think that on its own. In the right circumstance, a text of winter is coming can be quite funny, guys. Okay,
I'd laugh if someone sent me that.
Yeah, it depends what's just happened to you. You know what I mean? Like, if you've just been assaulted on the street, you know, had your nose broken and someone texts you, winter is coming. I don't know why that's appropriate and I find it completely... Yeah.
Especially if they send you winter is coming and then you get attacked straight off.
Yeah,
it's context sensitive, this one.
Winter came. I believe you have something to do with my mugging.
Oh, no, I was just saying catch up with Game of Thrones.
You could just ask him about whether he was watching Game of Thrones and why that's relevant.
Yeah, it depends on the context on that one. If he just did it out of the blue and you don't watch Game of Thrones at all, or you've never spoken to it with him before, then, yeah, that's out of...
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you assume people know what that is sometimes, so I don't think it's... But it's nothing... You know, we've had people talking about eating steaks, you know, raw steak in a mirror and some other nonsense. Like, this is nothing in that world.
I totally forgot! Sorry! raw meat eat muncher.
We've had some crazy things. People sticking lampshades on their head.
Right.
And Benny Hilling, someone's dad.
Yeah, this is innocent, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yes,
get
sorry.
Rid of someone for a winter is coming to us. So I might
sorry,
bum a winter.
Johnny, I totally forgot about all the other crazy times.
Got to contextualise these things. You have to.
You have to look at the bigger picture. What else is going on in the world? People going and dates on roller skates.
Yeah, exactly. With wheelies on.
Wheelies!
Yeah,
I totally forgot about that one. Healy.
So there you go.
Yeah, you're doing all right, girl. Just hug him up, damn.
Yeah. Snap him up. Right, we're moving on to our blast
from the past section.
Oh, yeah.
The part of the show where we take a buzzword and we reminisce and get all nostalgic over that word, and then we play a song that reminds us of those times. And the buzzword this week was dancing.
It is dancing. Oh, yeah, and you were going to say...
Yeah, if you guys have got your own dancing stories as well, then send them in, johnnyandarnell@foobarradio.com.
Absolutely, we've got 20 minutes, want to hear from you before the end of the show.
We can only fit in a few more.
Yeah, so the buzzword is dancing. Okay, so this just makes me think about a couple of things. Some of them are actually involved dancing, and some of them are issues on a dance floor that I've seen throughout my time. Where to start? So, first of all, just a more standard one. Kind of, you know, and again, if any of our listeners are on this, in this vein as well, want to hear from you. But I've been out with someone, like, on a date, this girl, who... is so bad at dancing that she
exposed.
Actually, like, no, not like a girl, but like a date. It was a date kind of, and then go out of it because, and you'll see what she was so bad at dancing that I couldn't find her attractive anymore. Oh, do you know what I mean? Like, she, do you know one of those where she looks like she's having a fit on the dance floor? Actual fit.
Oh,
and
no.
You're like, you know, and you start...
The ones where they're feeling the music and you think they've taken something.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, literally, you know, you think those strobe lights have just set her off or something like that.
Oh, no.
And she's just going for it and... You know one of those where you smile over going, yeah, yeah, it's good, isn't it? But really, you're like, I've got to get out of here. If anyone asks, I cannot be a part. like, I don't want anyone knowing that we're here together at all.
Oh,
yeah, just it was a terrible, terrible, terrible event. And it's one of those, like...
Did it put you off straight away?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, this is what I was saying. I had a conversation with my mate a couple of weeks ago about he... went on a date with someone and they'd finally kissed each other and she was such a bad kisser that you just there's just nowhere to go with it. Like, no, and even
I can't even teach you.
Yeah. it's hard. It's hard to come back from stuff like that. And I think dancing's a bit like that. Like, not everyone's got to be like, you know, slick, you know, rhythmic move, you know, heavily choreographed. Literally, it's just basic rhythm. If you look like you dance in an embarrassing way. Yeah. It can be so off-putting.
Well, they always say the way you dance is how you dance horizontally as well.
Oh, right, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's how they say it.
Yeah, so I've had a few people doing John Travolta most to move there. Disco fever. Pointing to the sky. Absolutely ridiculous.
Where are you pointing at?
Yeah.
Where are you pointing at?
that was my dancing thing, but let's start talking about a couple of dance floor stories, because some of these things have actually happened, and both of these are probably the most outrageous things I've seen on a dance floor. Mm. So when I was at uni, they started doing this thing. I went to uni in Southampton, and it's one of those cities where they've got two unis, almost like one of them's the uni, one of them's like the Polytechnic or whatever.
The Solent one.
Solent, yeah, Solent, which became a uni, yeah. So basically, you got these two unis that almost there's a little bit of animosity that grows because Southampton always looked down on Southampton Solent. But on a Wednesday, we'd all go to like the super club. And on that Wednesday, what they'd do is in the cheese room, they would get everyone would be on a dance floor anyway, and then they'd get like the two unis to separate. Like, to split into two halves, right?
Uh-oh.
And then they'd, halfway down the dance floor, and then they'd chuck a big inflatable ball out, and you'd do, like, volleyball on this massive nightclub with, like, thousands of people there. Now, one week, because I used to just go in the R&B room, I wasn't even in on this nonsense, but one week I'd heard...
You'd heard
on the grapevine that this volleyball game had got a little bit out of control, and there was a few pushes and shoves going around. So basically, the next week, they were rallying people, going, we're going to need more numbers. You know they're going to bring more numbers, we need more numbers.
We're going to have to go in the R&B room and get some of the brothers out.
And that's exactly what happened. So we turned up for the next round. And basically, before you know it, like, there's this, like, they were like, right, everyone go, here your Southampton Solent, here with your uni. And they've, like, thousands of people, right? And all of the guys have come to the front, right? So they're standing, looking at each other, like, Braveheart kind of thing, right? Just looking, waiting for someone who's going, when that ball comes in, here we go. Because they're not even looking at the ball, right?
Oh,
the guy throws the ball in, and they're literally like, just running, start wrestling. Literally, it was like, wow, this is about to seriously go off. Straight away, the bouncers are like, get that ball out of here now! They're like, we can't control them! They nearly had a full-scale riot because of this volleyball balloon on the dance floor.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was a funny memory. But one of the most outrageous things I've actually ever seen on a dance floor was simply when I was back in Harlow, and it was a few years ago, and basically, I saw this guy, he was on the dance floor, and he was dancing with a little person, and, you know, she was having a good time or whatever, and it was like, oh, that's cool, you know. But halfway through, I mean, I was getting a bit boozed up, but halfway through, he'd done the most inexplicable thing for me, right? So he's dancing at her, like, obviously he's standing up, like, dancing with her at first, but then at some point, he just gets down on his knees, takes his shoes off, places them under his knees, and starts dancing with her. Like, he's just most outrageous.
Do you know, he probably had a brainwave. He's like, I know what would be a good idea.
It's all charming. And James basically,
this
like,
would be a good idea.
He starts bogeying along, but what gets me, I wouldn't even mind getting on his knees, but it's the taking the shoes off bit that gets me.
On the knees.
And then just putting them under his knees. It's outrageous.
Do you remember doing that in school?
I don't remember doing that.
Kids.
Oh, you were that guy, weren't you? But the thing that got me, right, is I'm thinking this is just outrageous. She's just going to storm out of here because it seems like, you know, he's taking a mick. Mm. But she doesn't. She carries on dancing with him. At the end, he picks her up and sits her on his hip like he's like a mother. Absolutely outrageous. And I just, I was actually laughing, to be fair, because I thought, what an outrageous man.
They're happily married now.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe they are. Those are my dancing kind of stories. This makes me think about, well, for obvious reasons, the Sister Sledge classic, The Greatest Dancer. You're not having that remix. You're not having that one. Oh, no.
I thought you were sending to a party up in there,
well,
you know?
I started shouting. I'm like, We cocked up for Christmas. We're just, Johnny and I are available for Christmas parties. Get your hands in the air. Someone's getting older, someone they shouldn't have at the office. We'll play the soundtrack.
Oh, gosh, I was getting into that.
Absolutely, but Shaka Khan coming in.
Mate, you can't be playing on Sister Sledge and then just turn it down. You got to keep the whole tunes going, man.
That is classic family party music for me. Classic. Sister Sledge, greatest dancer. I tell you what, that is just one of the best riffs ever.
I'm saying, if people weren't dancing listening to that, then shame on them.
Absolutely shame on them. Mm. and I thought I had an extra 20 minutes, so I put a drumstick in my mouth. It's still in there. Anyway.
Going back to chewing on air.
My mum had a go at me for that. Dancing.
Oh.
It was my best friend's wedding during the summer, so the champagne was flowing like a fountain. My best friend was the bride, and I spent the night on the dance floor with the bridesmaid. I thought I was nailing it with the slow jams. Then the wedding video was released on YouTube. Luckily, it was a private video, because what I witnessed on that video was more terrifying than the video in the ring. I was spinning around her like a lunatic. No wonder I ever got a call or text from her the next day. Brilliant. No name.
Do you know what? I'll let you carry on. But my blast from the past is a similar story to that.
Nice. Well,
it reminds me, man.
This person didn't put their name on there because didn't want to be named and shamed.
Hold up to it.
last one out. Shoes. Hello. My boyfriend has 200 pairs of shoes.
Wow.
That's bad enough. But when I went for a rummage in his pantry, which is where he keeps them, I discovered he also has Crocs and a number of thigh-high stiletto boots. I asked him about them, as he normally wears night trainers, and he said they were his house shoes, and he pops them on when he's hoovering and doing the washing up. He has got a red leather pair for me and says it would be nice to do the housework in matching boots together.
Oh, God.
I haven't tried them yet, because red isn't my colour. What do you think I should do? From Kate...
Okay, that sounds like an extreme case of OCD, that.
Yeah.
Like, different shoes for different situations. Mm. hold on. We're just about to get kinky.
Yeah.
Let me change my shoes.
Let me get my sex shoes. yeah, I've had girlfriends who had loads of shoes, but never the other way around. I'm usually quite settled. Tell him, not a chance, Kate. Stick to your own shoes.
Hey, yeah, girl. You don't let no guy tell you what shoes you should wear.
There you go. But it's blast from the past. Dancing, I know. What's it meaning?
Dancing. Cast my mind back to when I first used to go clubbing. I was 18 and I used to go with two other friends, my friend James and my friend Natalia. And there was only one club we could get into that played the right music that we liked. It was called Bar Rocker. It doesn't exist anymore, sadly.
Because of the story you're about to hear.
But it was like, it was the only club that would let us in for some reason. I looked old enough, but Natalia herself, who was used to come with us, she looked younger than what she was, and so they, like, we'd never get let in unless you had IDs and stuff like that. And so we used to get in there, but because we used to be so poor, we'd never spend the money on drinks. We'd ration the one drink all night.
Been there.
We'd ration it. It'd be like a JD and Coke, and we'd ration that. That's your drink for the night. Yeah. And then, but the foolish mistake we always made was we always loved to dance. We'd always just go straight for the dancing because we weren't there to just drink and talk and whatnot. No, it was like, we need to be doing something there, and we want to be dancing, because they used to play some bangers in that club. And like the person who sent in the email, you think you're dancing so cool. Because what used to happen is, we used to get there, we always got there at 10 o'clock every Friday, and people weren't dancing at that time. They were just sitting around, dance floor's empty, lights are flashing, like there's people there, but like no one's got up to have a dance yet. And we always be like, first one, we're like, yeah, forget it, yeah, boom, boom, the tunes is on, and it would just be us three just dancing in the middle. And then you'd hear people from the side go, yeah, yeah, and then, yeah, all right, yeah, and you start buddy popping, and you hear people cheering. And because you hear all this cheering, you think, all these people think we're wicked dancers.
Yeah.
And all they're seeing is, they're like 25-year-olds and 30-year-olds just looking over, and there's some 18-year-olds just trying to dance.
Just learning.
Sweating their life away.
someone going over going, I've got to stop them. And just someone grabbing them going, let them learn.
And what would always happen is, after every song, we disappeared to the toilets just so we could, like, call ourselves off. underneath the air machine, just drying off our clothes because we're sweating that much. It was terrible. And then we come out for the next bag of, back again, just like,
they never learn. nice.
Let me have some of that drink. No, sip it.
Get it knocked out your hand. That's the night over there.
Guys, we're going to have to go home, guys.
But I always used to remember that, because that's what we used to do every week, because it was free to get in, and I'd, like, we'd spend like a fiver on the drink, and that's it. And that was the night done. It was like, yeah, we weren't breaking the bank. Didn't even put our coats in the cloakroom because that was extra quid. So it was like, no, keep the coats, man. Yeah.
Just keep the coats. More than a coat.
Keep the coats. Just look after the coats. Every time someone disappears, they tell you, hey, look after the coat, yeah. But this always used to remind me of the song Fat Man Scoop, Be Faithful, because whenever this song came on, I always remember being in the toilets, I'd hear it, and then I'd just rush straight up.
Oh, yeah, here it comes. Faithful by Fat Man Scoop.
Oh, who hasn't heard that one?
Yeah, that is over all. That's just on every dance floor ever. That and Robin S. Show Me Love. Those are just like staples. Yeah. Like Robin S. You know, they say what will happen in a nuclear war. You know, like that only cockroaches will survive. Mm. And the soundtrack will be Robin S. Show Me Love. So bad. Just any.
Do you know also what it was as well? Wayne Wonder back then as well.
Oh, big, yeah. Oh, letting go and holding back. Right. Line dancing. Oh, double God. Denim disaster.
Oh, dear.
My boss just walked into the office looking like he's about to go line dancing. He has worn a denim top and jean. Shall I tell him about his fashion faux pas, Kelly?
You know what? Some people can pull it off.
Yeah,
I've only seen girls pull it off, though.
I've been known to rock double Ds.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Rocking a double Ds, yeah?
I just didn't see the issue with it, to be fair.
Still don't.
Some people can pull it off. But yeah, if you're a middle-aged bloke who's a manager, you're going to get slammed for it. And you should tell him about himself, Kelly.
Yeah.
Maybe just save it. Take a picture and save it for next time he disciplines you and then just be like, Kelly, you've been under a performance. Should we talk a bit about you, eh? Look at what you look like, bruv.
You look like a twat.
Disgraceful. When added a line dancing go, fella.
Yeah, try and keep your job, dog. Try and keep your job.
Dancing. I once went out with a man who was very into his dancing. Unfortunately, he did not possess the ability to dance in any way, shape or form. One time he was really going for it on the dance floor and had his usual closed eyes and crazed look in his face and accidentally headbutted a pillar and knocked himself out.
Oh, no!
I was worried, but to be honest, a bit relieved as well, as it stopped him doing the running man for 20 minutes whilst he was out cold.
Oh, no.
When he awoke, he jumped and started dancing again.
Oh, no.
I started doing shots to deal with the pain. Colleen. From Colleen.
Colleen. That's the only way to deal with it, to be fair. If you've just been knocked out on the dance floor by yourself, you need to just get it back up.
If you're with him, just get on the shots, honestly. Yeah. Until it, have enough shots till he starts looking like he's dancing well to you. There you go.
And just let everybody know who's around you. You don't know him.
You don't know him. Yeah. But guys, that's the end of the show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm Johnny Ike. At Johnny I. Cochran.
I'm at Inel, I-N-E-L.
And we're at Johnny and Inel. We've been Johnny and Inel. We're live and loud. We'll be live and loud next Thursday from 4 p.m. Do tune in. Bye-bye.